Jim Jordan, and the TSA Mask Mandate. By Hannah Blow on March 18, 2022. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, on Thursday renewed his call to end the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, mask mandate after officials extended it another month. End the TSA mask mandate, Jordan said. Freedom. Last week, the TSA announced the decision to extend the mask mandate, which was set to expire Friday, March 18, another month. This did not come as a surprise, as officials have repeatedly extended the mask mandate under President Biden's watch, despite the fact that he originally pitched just 100 days of masking. Meanwhile, airlines such as British Airways and Virgin Atlantic are dropping the mask requirement, although British Airways said it will make an exception to flights with countries that still have restrictions in place, such as the US. Following the TSA's decision, the Senate passed Senator Rand Paul's RKY resolution that would ban President Biden's mask mandate for public travel, such as on planes and trains. The resolution passed 57-40. Those against the resolution included Senator Mitt Romney, RUT. Today, the Senate said enough is enough, and sent a message to unelected government bureaucrats to stop the anti-science, nanny state requirement of travel mask mandates, Paul said in a statement. Since March 2020, unelected bureaucrats have incessantly declared that we should follow the science. But the same bureaucrats continue to defy science by imposing an ineffective and restrictive mask mandate for individuals traveling on public transit and airplanes. As the entire world is learning to live with COVID, the federal government still uses fear-mongering to stubbornly perpetuate its mandates, rather than giving clear-eyed, rational advice on how to best protect yourself from illness. That is why I forced this vote, and I applaud the Senate for rejecting this nonsense. Polls indicate that Americans are ditching masks. Yet Dr. Anthony Fauci recently warned that Americans must be flexible enough to reintroduce Chinese coronavirus mandates if necessary.